Hi everyone, welcome to our Symphony Daily Devotionals. We're gonna start a new book today, 2 Thessalonians. Over the past 2 weeks, we read Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, and if you didn't follow along with us during those devotionals, I highly encourage you to take some time to actually read all of 1 Thessalonians. It's only 5 chapters long. It's pretty short, and so I want to encourage you to read that because that'll give you a better idea of the context of Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, which we will read today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we're going to read the first four verses, 1 to 4. Verse 1, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly. And the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. Amen. So I want to give just a quick background on why Paul is even writing a second letter to the Thessalonians. Scholars say that Paul probably wrote 2 Thessalonians soon after dispatching 1 Thessalonians because he had received a report, as we will read in chapter 3, verse 11, that the situation at Thessalonica had taken a surprising turn. Paul was hearing that some were walking in idleness, not busy at work, but busybodies. And we'll talk more about what that means and why that's so, why that sparks, Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians. But the theme pretty much stays the same throughout 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. This theme of the second coming of Jesus pretty much dominates all of 2 Thessalonians as it did in 1 Thessalonians. But as is custom to most of Paul's letters, Paul starts his letter first by giving thanks to God for the Thessalonians. Why does he give thanks to God? Well, he gives thanks to God for the Thessalonians for two reasons. First reason is that their faith is growing abundantly, and the second is that their love for one another is increasing. These two things are ever increasing in the lives of the Thessalonians, their faith in Christ and their love for one another. In his first letter to the Thessalonians, he prayed for them, saying in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, he said, "And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all as we do for you." This was Paul's prayer and Paul's petition to the church in Thessalonica. He prayed fervently for them and said and asked the Lord, increase their love for one another. May it abound. And what we come to see is that their love for one another has grown. It has increased and it has been growing abundantly. And this is encouraging, and this is why Paul wants to actually encourage the church in Thessalonica, to encourage them that they have been growing. They have been growing in their faith in Christ and their love for one another. And he not only encourages them, but he says that he wants to boast about the Thessalonians to the other churches. Verse 4 says, "Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring." We're going to talk more about the type of persecution and suffering that the Thessalonians were enduring in the coming days. But as they were experiencing this type of suffering in their life, they were persevering. They were remaining steadfast in the faith. And because of this, Paul is boasting about the Thessalonians to all the churches of God. And as I was reading this passage today, I want to encourage Symphony Church. I've been with Symphony Church for 8 years now, going on to 9. And at that, when I first joined, I had no idea how young Symphony was. When I first joined, Symphony was only 3 years old. And now we're coming across our 11-year mark. And it's just been so amazing to see over the past 8 years how much Symphony has grown. How Symphony has grown in our faith in Christ, in our love for one another, in our love for the city of Boston. And if you're not part of Symphony Church actually, and you're just listening to this I'm not sure how you came across this, but if you did, I'm so glad you're listening. But I want to boast to you about our church, Symphony Church. We have grown so much by the grace of God, and we have grown to love one another abundantly, and our faith has grown as well. And even in the midst of the challenging times with COVID, with different social circumstances that have put a lot of pressure on us to steer away from the truth of God's word, away from the gospel, but we remain steadfast in Christ. In all those ways, I'm so encouraged to see how much Symphony has grown. And I want to encourage you to have hope that God will continue to grow his church. If we want to see transformation, if we want to see any growth in the body of Christ, we need to pray as Paul prayed in 1 Thessalonians. Paul prayed, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you." And I want to invite us to actually just give thanks to God for the ways that He has grown us, but to also pray that He would continue to increase and abound, make us increase and abound in love for one another and our faith in Christ more and more. And so let's just pray for that right now. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for this encouragement, God, that the Thessalonians have grown. Their faith has grown abundantly, and their love for one another is increasing. And it's so much so that Paul was boasting about these things to the churches of God. Lord, help us to see the ways that you have grown us. And I am so thankful, God. I'm so thankful for your grace. I'm so thankful for the ways that you have grown Symphony Church. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to grow us, that our faith may abound and our love for one another may continue to increase all the more. We thank you and we pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining today. I want to just invite you to continue to give thanks and praise to the Lord for his goodness, for the ways that Symphony Church or whichever church you're part of has grown. How they've grown in faith and how we've grown in love for one another and in our cities. And so I hope that you will continue to respond to the Lord all of today with a heart of gratitude and praise. All right, I hope to see you tomorrow as we continue on in 2 Thessalonians. Have a great day.